The message had to come, well, through the 3 years of 3 years ago when God transitioned us out of the church we were in, where we thought we would be buried there doing that. That was it. God, this is it forever. We love it. This is what we're called to do. We're successful. We'll never leave. And having to hear God's voice and step away and lay that down was so difficult. And we, as a matter of fact, we ignored God for probably about 6 months. We just kept saying, no, I'll dance my way out of this. I'll shout my way out. This is just the devil. And we realized, no, these things you're feeling are growing pains. You've outgrown this. There's something more. And so through that transition time, God began to put it in our hearts, the best is yet to come. And I heard Israel's CD, New Season, with that song on it, a new season. And I said, I will record those songs. I don't know how, when, where, what, but I will. So I called him and I said, look, what a blessing you've been. He said, what are y'all doing? Let's do a record. And here we are. And we both felt at the very same point that the album would be called The Best Is Yet to Come, because it's a prophetic statement. It was for my life, and it is for the body of Christ.